88.7 WNHU Beatles there from Magical Mystery Tour, Baby, You're a Rich Man. Ken Michaels here with you on the Beatles Every Little Thing, being joined by my buddy, Charles Rosenay. Back
hey,
again.
Hey.
He's getting very comfortable here.
And I have nothing to promote. I am here.
You always have something to promote.
No,
even when you don't realize it, you've got something to promote.
No, we're here to recap an amazing, phenomenal, fabtastic weekend of Beatles in Danbury, at Danbury Fields Forever, where 20 bands rocked the house and surprised guests, and you were like the most amazing MC, and I want to thank you officially on the air for that.
Oh, thank you. I had a blast. The fun part is the variety of all the different bands. You know, you can have a band that just plays early Beatle music, you can have a band that plays late Beatles music, you can have a band that plays solo music. You've got the Suits bands, like you said.
Right.
I love that particular aspect, is the variety.
But I also kept coming back to see your expression, because some of the bands that I thought were pretty special, and I hoped you would agree, you did. You were grooving to like a group like After Fab.
Oh, yes.
Who, you know, just fit the mode of your, you know, what you would want to see in a Beatles band at this festival.
Right.
Because they didn't try to look like the Beatles. They didn't play Beatles music, but they did the solo stuff and rocked it.
That's true. They played with a passion.
And the night before, the Onos, we knew them doing solo stuff was expected.
Yeah. Both After Fab and the Onos, they come from Massachusetts. The Onos didn't play just solo. They also mixed that with the group, which I was kind of surprised.
Hippie Shake and a few Beatle things, yeah. It was After Fab. You know, those were one of the few wild cards who we thought were going to be great, but hadn't really seen them beyond their demos and their nice emails to us.
Right.
You know, some of the bands that we actually bring on sight unseen based on a vibe, based on how we feel they're going to be.
A big, big surprise for me was Studio 2.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they really took the crowd by surprise. Well, we knew they were young, we knew they were energetic, and we knew their set was going to rock because they were doing mostly BBC, Hamburg, Cavern, you know, that type of raw,
right.
The young savage Beatles, in other words.
And they were so into it, and there's so much passion, just like with After Fab. After Fab, really and truly, apart from the fact that they're playing solo music, they really enjoy it. You know, you can see it in their faces, and you can see that they really practiced and studied the music. And the lead singer was just, he was outrageous.
He could be a lead singer in any band.
That's true.
Yeah. So those are two great examples of bands that I wish I could just go see in a club.
Right.
And hear them do a whole night. I'd love to hear After Fab do a whole night of nothing but solo stuff. I'd love to see what Studio 2 does if they're not just limited to a set of a half hour of, you know, pre-fame
right.
Beatles.
You know, it's a combination also of bands that are returning.
It was a great mix of people who we had before, and the crowds wanted them back, and they came back by popular demand, and new bands, which, of course, we needed to have because we were fleshing out two days.
Right.
But there was no filler.